Over under Derek Carr TD passes at Superbook USA. Planting a flag. 17 and a half TD passes in this era?
Yeah.
Wow, Dustin.
I mean, I.
You got to tune up. You got to tune up a mortgage today and get over there. Yeah, exactly. Let's go. Ready to fire hard.
Yeah. Well, and the other one that Steve, you were pointing out yesterday is the interception number.
Yeah.
Of 8.5. Where, okay, if you do believe that he's going to play every game, and you do believe that he's going to lose his job at some point, you would probably bet the over 8.5. Right? But 8.5 is also set at a very low number, where you would say, well, if he's not starting 12 games or if he's not starting 16 games, then that 8.5 is right.
That's the number I like because, as you just said, it's very layered. If he loses his job, then he's probably going to throw more interceptions than normal. If he plays the whole season, there's a chance he goes over that. And the other one is they want him to throw deep now. They want him to take more chances. Mm-hmm. So with more chances means he's going to throw some interceptions. Some of those shots down the field to Aguilar or, more importantly, Ruggs, going to get picked.
Yeah.
Good job, man. Good job by Superbook USA. We were asking for this a year ago to put more Raiders props up there, and I really hope Superbook USA and a lot of the books, William Hill and others, once the season gets going, if the Raiders are in playoff contention, like literally from week 8 on, I want to see a Raiders yes-no in the playoffs. I think the handle on that will be insane.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, no question.
I mean, do you think another book would be that far off from these numbers?
No.
No.
I mean, it's possible. Another book could go on the assumption that he's going to play every game. But you also can't – you never put future numbers based on somebody playing every game necessarily. You've got to build in the possibility that it goes under.
But Pat Mahomes' number is not built on 12 and a half games.
No.
Nor is it built for, three missed due to injury.
No, I think you would base it on, 15. I don't know. I'd have to talk to them about these. I think it'd probably be based on, 15.
Right.
Because you – not only the injury possibility, but also you missed the last week because of the bye.
Should everyone – and actually, is this part of the number? Should everyone have their number set even a little bit lower to 14 games because of coronavirus?
Well, I mean, I think it says they must play 16 games.
No, not the team, the player.
You're saying the player could get corona and have
to sit out.
I thought
we were talking about a 2-week quarantine if a player tested positive for coronavirus.
Yeah. That goes into injury, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's the same as the injury possibility.
Now, let's go next level beyond that. Well, I was trying to think of hotspots, but I guess it would depend. You'd want to do research on where the quarterback actually lived. With the New York quarterbacks, I mean, clearly Darnold's already got a compromised system with the mono battle last year.
Yeah.
Does he actually live in Manhattan? Does he live at in the western part of Northern Jersey?
Well, Suffolk County is
that's
the
some deep research.
Right?
Yes.
We gotta do this. It's all part. I want to win money. I want to be right.
Also, keep in mind, if say Carr was traded during the year, only his stats on the Raiders count.
Hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
And that's everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All players.
I mean, he would be the guy who could possibly get traded.
Yeah.
All right, Dustin, I want to hit some real estate stories. 577-2600. Good stories in the RJ last week or so on headline, coronavirus pandemic could transform housing. Let's see, just in general, what do you guys think of? Your next home might be in the burbs, not downtown. That doesn't really apply to Vegas,
No. But
for most big cities.
Like you just said, New York. I mean, if I lived there, I'd be looking to get out of there as soon as possible.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Another point, you might be renting for a while. This one is a reality because new home buyers, for a lot of reasons, are going to have a tough time, right? The banks are not going to be very lenient on qualification.
They're not. We're definitely seeing guidelines tighten up. The forbearance issues put strain on the mortgage industry. And then there's the unemployment issue. You know, how many people are not going back to a job? So probably not buying a house anytime soon.